This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I tweeted out a couple weeks ago that the Portland Trailblazers will never leave Portland. And now I'm starting to get a little annoyed and a little miffed because there's groups being formed and politicians writing letters. Yeah. And people are actually now freaked out that we're going to lose the Blazers. And I just, again, it's the whole ignorance is bliss thing. I'm just not even, I don't even want to entertain those thoughts. But with the news this week of the Rip City Forever group or whatever forming and getting, you know, big wigs and Tina Kotek writing letters to Adam Silver and whatnot, and it's just kind of, it's sticking in my craw a bit where I'm just like, can we not? Can we, like, I understand what's happening here with the arena and Adam Silver, you know, he didn't really help things by saying, we would prefer the Portland Trailblazers.
Why is that not a help?
Like, I just, huh?
Why is that not a help?
Yeah, I mean,
I thought that that was a positive statement for keeping them here.
I think it was, I don't know, when people heard preferred.
Oh, Lord.
I think it's that to them, they hear it and in the negative sense of like, well, he has a preference, but also he's very much like, I prefer for them to stay in Portland. But if they don't, you know, that sucks. But we will live on. We'll be fine. You know, it's. Again, I hate this whole conversation, and I hate that it's coming up because I think we all just, we love the team and love the franchise, and it's so ingrained in this city and such a big part of this city that the thought of them leaving at all, to me, it's just, again, I just don't even want to entertain the thought, and I almost feel like it's this Micah Parsons trade, man. Like, it'll get worked out. We'll get a renovation. We'll get a new stadium somehow, some way. You know, I hear Isaac and everybody else how they say they do not trust our politicians at all to get something done to help out with that. But I think in the end, this team is way too important to this city that it will get figured out in time, some way, somehow. And again, I just won't even entertain the thought of this team being moved to a different city and us losing them. It's not going to happen.
Man, that's what the Supersonics thought, too. Right, there's no way they're gonna move this legendary franchise to Oklahoma City. Why? There's no way. And now you're seeing with the Las Vegas Aces and kind of the what they've been able to generate in Vegas. Again, it's WNBA, but they're one of the more popular WNBA teams. And when you're there, it's something to see. Would it shock me if they decided, well, you know, we think Vegas is a better market for a team like the Blazers, blah, blah, blah. Yes. It wouldn't. It feels like we're in Major League, the first one. Think about it. We've got this lady owner that clearly doesn't want to own the team. We've got an aging superstar who just came back, who's old and, you know, bones don't work the same way, and Damian Lillard. We got a bunch of dudes, you know, around that are kind of considered like the bad news bears of basketball at this point because they just can't get right. And the only thing they can do to save this team from moving is win. That's it. That's really, that's the only thing the Blazers can do right now is make the playoffs at this point. And I mean, I thought they could this past year. I think they, and mind you, we got to remember they were what, 4 games short of the play-in, so they were right. They were right there, 4 or 5 games. I don't know, what was something like that. What were they?
I don't think they were that close.
How close to the play-in were they?
Oh God, I think it was like 5, 6, or 6. It was close, but not close enough.
How many games did the Blazers give away that last year? So that could have went either way.
3 games. Okay.
You're three games away from a play-in. So you showed some type of improvement this year. The only thing you can do to really ensure this team ain't going no place is win. That sounds and maybe this team isn't equipped to do it. Maybe they are. Maybe it's gonna, you know, you get an extra year because of the arrival of Damian Lillard. We'll see. But yeah, I don't know. Where there's smoke, like you said, Joe, where there's smoke, there's typically fire. Unless there's going to be a major renovation to the Moda Center at this point, which, let's be real, desperately needs a facelift.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For sure. I don't think it's that old to where you need to tear it down and build something else, but I do think it's old enough to where they definitely need some upgrades inside of there.
So I really hate sometimes when things are changing or when, you know, you kind of see a point of transition, which this is the first time in a long time that the Portland Trailblazers have seen a point of transition for their organization, right? Paul Allen bought it like pre-1990 for like $70 million. This is something that none of us have experienced sitting here really in our lifetime. So I understand maybe the sentiment that, like, oh, unknown things can happen, but going beyond that and saying, oh, like, there's a fear that we're going to lose this team. Every single time Adam Silver has talked about this, NBA commish has referred to not wanting to, not only making the statement of making it preferable to him that the Blazers remain here, that's about as strong as he can go, guys. He can't say 100%. This isn't the Lakers or the Knicks, but on top of that, every time referring to the Blazers' preference to stay here has said, we don't want to repeat what happened to the Seattle Supersonics. And yes, as Adam Silver also said, there's money needed for a new arena. Regardless, guys, if that's Portland or Las Vegas or whatever market, like, you decide, because what are we scared? Like, the Blazers are going to become the Supersonics? That would be the
missing? Yes.
That would be the only way that there's no arena money needed. But hear me out here. The Kraken have most of the cash coming in from Key Arena or Climate Pledge now, whatever it's called up there. So whoever decided to buy the Blazers and said, oh, this is an option, let's move them to Seattle, wouldn't be making money off of the freaking arena anyways, guys. The whole idea of putting this money in now, buying the Blazers for $4 billion, putting in a $2 billion arena is for your future profits. And in Portland, one of the strongest NBA markets in history, so many business owners have to see that sustainable. And I'm so sick of the media. I'm going to call out local media a little bit. Why are we coming up with a story that doesn't exist? We are trying to talk about something and create a narrative. It's not actually happening, guys. This was something, there is a less than a 1% chance of this happening, in my opinion. And we are writing articles about it and talking about it like there is a 30% chance of it happening. Well, it's really weird.
I mean, it's because the big question in all this is ownership.
Ooh.
The team is being sold, and whatever owner comes in, it could be one of two things. It could be someone who's, I bought the Portland Trailblazers because I love Portland. I love this team. I love the opportunity of what we can do with this city and this team, and I'm going to put my money and my effort into making this a better franchise. And by doing that, I'm going to build an arena. We're going to build an arena. We're going to make that happen. Or it's, they say that, and then...
Much like they did for Seattle.
4 or 5 years down the road, Vegas looks enticing. Or,
seriously, because, again...
Seattle, maybe we would just go right back up there. I mean, we still have that Pacific Northwest presence in the NBA, and why don't we just go... That is the biggest question mark, is who's going to be the future owner and what are their motives?
Because again, with the whole OKC thing, I know we're super against it, and the whole OKC thing, like, they played out there for a couple years. It's like, well, this works. Let's just go ahead and we can just keep this team here. Like, I mean, there's no point in going back to Seattle or doing anything like that as they're building a new arena. So, okay, you built this new arena for the Blazers and they play in Seattle, or they play in, you know, Vegas for X amount of time, and they say, you know what, this works here. I think we found our home. Like, so that's the, I think, the fear for everybody. We've seen it happen to our brothers right up the street. So why would we think that it wouldn't happen to us? I think that's the big thing.
The NBA wants Steve Ballmers. They don't want Clay Bennett. In this day and age, they want a guy that will invest where the team is.
Well, only time will tell. I'm with you, Jordan. I don't think it's going to happen. I'm not even going to let it creep into my mind that it's going to happen, but owners and billionaires, you know, what their motives are and what they say behind closed doors versus in the public, I mean...
Night and day.
Yeah, two different people, essentially.
You're damn right about that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.